Okay, please lie on your back and take a moment to observe your contact with the floor. In particular, feel how flat your right shoulder blade is on the floor right now, or you could think of how lifted away from the floor it is, or whatever else you may notice. And can you notice how close your right shoulder is to the right ear? Get a sense of how far away your right shoulder is to the right ear. Sense in your mind's eye, maybe create a little string or some other image that can help you judge that distance. And can you feel the positioning of your right arm relative to your right shoulder? Don't move your arm at all. Just notice the positioning of your arm. And to your chest and to your pelvis and your legs. So you're feeling that right shoulder in relation to the rest of your body. Judge in your mind's eye what's the distance between your right shoulder and your right hand. And then you could go more specifically and say your right shoulder and your right thumb, your right shoulder and each finger of the hand. Just get a sense of the distance and the relationships. And how long does that right arm feel in your mind's eye? And when I say right arm, do you include your shoulder in that or not? What's your concept of your right arm? Nothing's right or wrong. I just want to know, want you to get a sense of what that is. And let's go ahead and notice these relationships on the left side. That is, how is the left shoulder blade making contact with the floor? Is it close to the floor, pushed away from the floor? Is it flatter on the floor than the right is? Is it lifted higher? Or is there just some type of difference between the right and left shoulder? Or is there not something that you sense right now? And if you haven't done so already, sense the distance of your left shoulder from your left ear, your left shoulder from your arm, your thumb, each fingers. And is the distance between your left shoulder and your left ear the same as between your right shoulder and your right ear? And sense your right arm and your left arm. Is one closer to the body, one further away? And please don't try to change anything. How you're lying right now is fine. If anything changes later, we want it to change on its own. Or you can change later when it seems right. But right now, we're just noticing. All right. And how is your head resting on the floor? Does your head feel heavy on the floor? Can you get a sense of your neck vertebra? People sometimes call your cervical spine. And get a sense of the vertebra in your upper back. That is the spine in your upper back, your middle back, your lower back. And then down there near your pelvis, your spine sort of connects into your legs, into your pelvis rather. Sense the weight of your pelvis, your hip joints, the right, the left. Is your pelvis tilted one way or the other? Think of your right leg and your left leg, the weight of each leg. Does one leg feel thicker? Does one leg feel heavier? Does one leg feel thinner? Does one leg feel lighter? And then sense your left leg up through your left calf, your left heel, your left hip, and then go all the way up your left side. And then do that from the right as well. Does one side of your body seem longer? Does one side seem shorter? Does one leg seem longer? Does one leg seem shorter? For nearly everyone in the world, one leg is longer and one leg is shorter. Do you feel that? Or again, not so much. And if not so much, that's fine too. Okay, that's enough of a scan. We'll come back to it later to see what's changed. And slowly now roll over onto your left side. Slowly roll over onto your left side. You want to draw your legs up towards yourself a little bit. That is, bend your legs and sort of bring them up towards yourself. Just a comfortable amount. That's just to give you some support for lying on your left side. As always, we're looking for the most comfortable position you can put yourself in. Now, you're going to need to put your head in a comfortable position so you can put your head on your left arm. Or you could have some type of a folded towel. So you could stop and go get a folded towel. Or a lot of Feldenkrais people use these. Oh, what do you call them? They're these gardening things that people put their knees on when they garden. Just something to have your head on. And lying as you are now on your left side, put your right hand on the floor in front of you, palm down. Your right hand on the floor in front of you, palm down. The elbow bent so that your forearm is more or less straight, kind of like the leg of a table. And you can experiment and find a comfortable position for yourself, for your right hand. Maybe have it down further, up further, away from you. Whatever you can do to make it comfortable, you can always change it later. And what we're looking for here is to have a minimum amount of muscular effort to maintain the position. All right. And begin to slowly move your right shoulder forward and then back to the middle, please. Slowly move your right shoulder forward and then back to the middle. Forward is relative to yourself, so in front of you. And keep doing that, repeating it gently. After every time you move it forward and bring it back, stop for just a second. As you continue to do that, notice, is your shoulder going straight forward, or is it kind of going off to the side, or zigging up, or zigging down? Try to make it go forward and back. And you know what? I'll tell you what, make the movement even slower now and smaller. And see if you can just produce a simple, straight forward movement. That's nice. Now stop, come back to the neutral position, and just observe yourself lying on your left side. Notice your breathing. Were you breathing when you did that movement? And now let's go in the opposite direction. Begin to take your right shoulder a little bit back behind you, and then come back to the neutral position. Back behind you a little bit, and then back to the neutral position. And notice, do you really take the shoulder back? All right, do you really take the shoulder back, or do you do something else without realizing it? Maybe go back and up or back and down. Try to enact your intention here. Try to enact the intention of having your shoulder go straight back and moving only as far as you can and doing it smoothly, noticing what's happening in the rest of yourself, noticing what's happening in your ribs, your pelvis, feeling your breathing. All right, now stop for just a moment. Come back to the middle and stop. And let's combine the movements now. Come to the middle, stop, and then move the shoulder a little bit back. And then come back to the middle, and then move a little bit forward, and then to the middle. And keep repeating that back and forth, finding where you can make it easier, where you can make it gentler. Breathing, relaxing the tongue in your mouth, relaxing your face. Noticing again what's happening in the rest of yourself as you do this. I mean, you can do the movement and still feel your breathing. You can feel your ribs expanding and moving. Maybe you can feel your shoulder blades sliding. You can feel the bottoms of your feet. You can feel your head on your arm. You can get a full sense of your entire body. Feel the weight of yourself on the floor. Feel the weight of yourself on the floor. Feel the weight of your left leg, the left side of your ribs and chest. Any subtle movements in your spine you feel as you make this tiny movement? That's nice. You are always free to remember to expand or contract your awareness as you see fit in this session, in any session, in life in general. All right, now please stop. Go ahead and stop and roll over onto your back. Roll over onto your back and rest a while and notice, are there differences in how you were lying on the floor right now? Differences in the right side of you as compared to the left? The difference in the sensation of your right shoulder as compared to the left shoulder, right arm as compared to the right, left arm? And roll over onto your left side again, please. Roll over onto your left side and lie how you were lying before. Head on your arm or towel, knees bent for support. This time, move your right shoulder in an upward direction. And sorry, you want to have your right hand on the, your right palm on the floor, elbow bent, same position as before. And when you get comfortable, move your shoulder, your right shoulder, in an upward direction, more or less in the direction of your right ear, and then back down to the middle again. Stop, and then do it again. You move your right shoulder upward in the direction of your right ear and then bring it back down to the middle again. Do the movement slowly, small, easy. Notice any subtle movements in your ribs, your breathing, your spine, your pelvis. And notice how smooth can you make the movement. And if you need to, make it smaller to make it smoother. You know, it really doesn't matter how large this movement is. And it really doesn't matter how big the movement is. We're interested here in the quality and in your attention. And notice, is the shoulder going in a truly straight path upward? And when you go back down, or does it veer back or forward? And try to make it straight up and straight down. Remember to breathe. Good. Now stop, please. And now start to move your shoulder down a bit, down towards your hip and hip joint. That's nice. And then come back to the middle or neutral. And of course, do it again. Don't strain. Don't stress. Don't stretch. Do less than you know you can do. Move the shoulder down in the direction of the right hip and then back up again to the middle. Again, observing the directionality, the speed, the timing. Make it smooth. Make it simple. You may find the smaller you make it, the easier it is to sense, the easier it is to improve in your own time and in your own way. Of course, you don't really have to improve anything at all here. You can just notice. Sometimes changes happen during the session. Sometimes they happen after a session. Sometimes they happen when you're walking down the street, riding a bike in an airplane. Riding a bike or in an airplane, not riding a bike in an airplane, or when you dream at night. And let's go ahead and combine the movements, okay? The next time that you come back to the middle, stop, and then move the shoulder up towards the right ear, up towards the right ear, and then come back down in the middle, and then down, that's nice, down towards the right hip, and then back up, up to the middle, up to the ear again, that's nice. Just go easy and simple and smooth. Is one direction easier for you? Is it easy to go up or easier to go down? Is one direction smoother? Just notice. That's nice. And please leave that. Stop and rest on your back. Roll over onto your back and rest. Notice what's different between your right side and your left side. Those of you who have done other sessions with me, maybe my Feldenkrais Classic sessions or some other ones, you may notice I'm going just a little bit faster here. My goal is to get these into somewhere around 30 minutes. And then later when we do longer sessions, you know, I have sessions that go on for 45 minutes or an hour. Of course, this is a recorded session, so if you ever wanted to take more time, you could press the pause button and rest more. Go back and do this session in a different way. All right, so again, as you're lying there on your back, what's different between your right and left side, if anything, between your right and left shoulder, right and left side of your neck, your face, your legs, your ribs? Notice the weight of your spine on the floor and if that's changed. All right, and slowly turn over, please, so that you're lying on your right side. We're going to the right side this time. And draw your legs up to give yourself some support. Lean your head on your right arm or on a rolled up towel or whatever else you have set up. Put your left hand palm down on the floor, your elbow bent in the air like a table leg. And now begin to slide your left shoulder a little bit forward and then come back to the middle. Left shoulder a little bit forward and then come back to the middle. You know, if you were to see this on a skeleton or through an x-ray vision or something, you would see that the shoulder blade literally does slide on top of the ribs. Perhaps you can feel that sliding now or see it in your mind's eye or just imagine it, that it's happening if you don't feel it directly. Reduce the size of the movement and the speed even more. What's the smallest movement that you could do and still know that you're moving that shoulder forward and then back to the middle? You feel any slight movement in your neck, in your head, in your ribs? Nice. And now come back to the middle. Pause a second. And now begin to move your left shoulder back and then come to the middle. Your left shoulder back and then back to the middle. Feel, if you can, the sliding of your left shoulder blade along the ribs and perhaps feeling, sensing how the inside border of your left shoulder blade comes closer to the spine as you go back. When you come back to the middle, it goes away from the spine. That's nice. And now alternate between taking the shoulder forward and back. Again, make the movement as small and as easy as you need to make it to really notice as you do this, if the movement is a straight line forward and back, or is it not? Try to make it a straight movement. Remembering to breathe as you do this. Don't hold your mouth, don't hold your jaw, your tongue. If you hold the breath, what happens essentially is your ribs and the rest of your body become less supple, less able to move. So when you breathe, it helps everything move. If for some reason you feel any strain in your hand or wrist, you may need to adjust the position of your left hand, or you may just want to rest. You can always stop, pause the file, and rest. Your comfort is very important here. Don't wait for me to suggest that you rest or suggest that you find a more comfortable position. And actually, let's go ahead and rest. So please rest on your back and notice your contact with the floor and what is changing. The difference between your right and left side. Just a quick rest. And come back again to lie on your right side. Lie on your right side again, please. Lie with your legs bent, your head on your right arm, your left hand standing, palm on the floor, in some type of position where you can hold it with the least amount of muscular effort. If your forearm is tilted somehow, it will require more muscular effort, so you want to make it kind of going straight down. That's why I mentioned a table leg, because normally a table leg is going straight down at a 90-degree angle, and it's more efficient. And now move your left shoulder upward in the direction of your left ear, and then back down to the middle. Upwards in the direction of the left ear, and then back down in the middle. Do less than you know that you can do. And I don't know if I said this before, I don't think I did, but please do this without pushing or pulling with your left hand. So your left hand and left elbow should be passive. You're only moving the shoulder. You move your shoulder upward in the direction of your left ear, and then you bring it back down to the middle, and your arm remains passive. And now, again, stop in the middle and move your left shoulder down towards the hip. Move your shoulder down towards the hip and then bring it up to the middle. Notice what's happening in your ribs and your neck, your head. I mentioned earlier that if you feel a strain or pain, stop. You know, you could actually just do this movement in your imagination and you would benefit from it. You can try moving your shoulder in your imagination. Just feel what it would like to move down and back to the middle, but without moving it. That's always an option. And now let's go back and forth. So please take your shoulder back to the middle and then upwards towards your left ear and then down to the middle again and down towards the hip and then back to the middle and up. That's nice. Slow and easy. Feeling what's happening in the rest of yourself as you do this, keeping your entire body image in mind. Feeling the weight of yourself on the floor, feeling your breathing, the movement of your spine, the weight of your legs, the weight of your head, the width and depth of yourself, your fullness, your richness. And as you take your shoulder up and down, are you noticing already, is it going in a straight line? Or are you veering off somehow unconsciously or without meaning to? And make it a smaller movement if you have to, so that you can make the line of the movement straighter and smoother. You know, I've talked about the breathing a few times. Why don't we just coordinate your breathing once or twice with the movement as you do this? So stop for a moment. And then when you feel like inhaling, inhale as you bring the shoulder up. And then when you exhale, bring the shoulder down. That's nice. And stop again, and you could do the opposite. Wait till you inhale and bring the shoulder down. That's nice. And when you exhale, bring the shoulder up. I'm not advocating a way of breathing here or a way of moving and breathing. It's just a way to make more and more distinctions, find more and more freedom, more differences that can potentially make a difference, find things that make things easier. And once again, let's leave that movement and rest on your back. Rest on your back and compare the evolving sensations in your right side and on your left side and anything else that you notice. Very nice. Now please come up onto your left side. Onto your left side. Bend your knees. Leave your head on your left arm with your right hand standing as you've been doing. And we are now, in good Feldenkrais fashion, going to put these various movements together and make a new movement out of them, so to speak. So would you please move your right shoulder forward and then back to the middle, as you've done before. That's nice. And again, move your shoulder forward a small amount. But this time, leave your right shoulder in this forward position and begin to move your right shoulder in an arc, kind of a little circle, half circle, upward in the direction of your right ear. Go very slowly. And then when you reach the uppermost part of that movement, pause and then slide your right shoulder down, back to the middle position. So you go straight down to where you started from. Stay there a moment and let's do it again. So you move your right shoulder forward, you make a straight line, and then you move it up in a little arc. That will be kind of a quarter of a circle upward in the direction of your right ear. And then from there, you move it straight down, but only to the middle position, not before. And do that and not beyond. Do that a few times, just quarter of a pie, around and up. That's nice. Do this a few times, and then you can really get it, really visualize it. You really have that movement, and you sense it as being a very accurate shape of a quarter of a pie, quarter of a, you know, a pizza slice, however you want to think about it. And make the movement small enough and slow enough that you can make the shape more and more precise. So you really know what you're doing. You're really doing the movement that you think you're doing. All right, now stop in the middle position, and from the middle position, take your shoulder back in a straight line, only as far as it's really easy. Take the shoulder back and stay there, and from there, move in an arc, an upward arc towards your right ear again. And then move the shoulder down, straight down to the middle position where it was. So you got that? You take your shoulder back in a straight line, up and around an arc towards your right ear, and then straight down to the middle. That's nice. Making that movement more and more even, more and more easy. All right, let that go. Now take the shoulder straight up towards your right ear. And now go back in an arc. And from there, go forward to the middle. And then again, up towards the ear, back in an arc, forward to the middle. Do that a few times. So it's the same arc. It's the same sort of piece of pie there, but you're doing it in a different direction. Okay, please let that go. Stop. Stay on your side. Just pause for a minute on your side. And now bring your shoulder up. Take it in an arc forward and come down and then back to the middle. Bring your shoulder up, take it forward in an arc, and down, and then back to the middle. Okay, and then now stop that. Take your shoulder forward again. Stay with your shoulder forward, and from this forward position, go in an arc downward this time, down towards your right hip. And then when you're at the bottom, bring it straight up to the middle. Did you get that? So you move your shoulder forward, and then you go kind of an arc back, down, and back towards the middle, and then you bring your shoulder back up. So we're making the other quarter of the pie on this side. Make it smooth. Make it simple. And again, let's reverse direction. Next time you come back to the middle, stop, and now take the shoulder down, straight down towards your hip. And then up in an arc to the middle, and then come back to the middle again. You take the shoulder down towards your right hip, and then you move it forward and up in an arc to the middle, and then back. You got that? Just a few times. And next time you come back down to the middle, stop. And from the middle, go back, pause, and then go down in an arc towards the right hip. And then back up to the middle in the straight line. Do that once or twice. And let's reverse that a little bit. So now bring your shoulder down and go in an arc backwards and up towards the middle. That's nice. Just pause a moment there. So we should have completed, you should have completed all four slices of the pie or made the attempt, and we've tried to do them in both directions. You know, whatever you get is what you get. Don't stress out about it. You can always come back and do this at a later time, and it'll be a different movement for you. And now let's connect four pieces. So now you're going to take your shoulder forward and then go upwards towards your right ear, back in an arc, and continuing to go down towards the right hip, and then going forward and then up in an arc, forward, and then up and around, up into your right ear. So you're making a circle with your shoulder, and you move your shoulder in a full, easy circle, going round and round. Now, what happens here, I've been talking a lot about the directionality and the movements. Sometimes people tend to make the movement big, too big. So make the movement small. Make it the size of a quarter. A very small, round movement of your shoulder. And if at any point the movement is uneven, slow it down. Make it smaller, finer. And now reverse the direction. So take your right shoulder forward and then down in an arc towards the right hip and back up towards the right ear. I think that's the other direction. Or you can take your shoulder back and then down in an arc and towards the right hip and go around. Just reverse the direction. And now reverse it again. Reducing the effort in your breathing. Keeping in contact with the rest of yourself. Feel your ribs moving. Feel your feet, your legs, your breathing, your hips, your hip joints, your spine. All right, and then please stop and rest on your back for just a moment. Just a moment, rest on your back. It can just be a few seconds that seems like a long time. A short time that seems like a long time. All the time for your mind, your conscious mind, your unconscious mind to sense evolving changes. And please come up to lie on your right side. Have your left hand standing. Bring your legs up a little bit. Give yourself some support. And think of these four slices of the pie. Again, I mean, you're on the other side from before, but the pattern remains, right? Movements to the shoulder. And gently move your shoulder forward and then up in an arc towards your left ear and then back down. That's nice. And do it again. Gently move your left shoulder forward and then up in an arc towards your left ear and then back down. And then move it down in an arc towards your left hip and then straight up to the middle. So take your shoulder forward and then move it down in an arc towards your down hip, and then that's nice, straight up to the middle. Now move your left shoulder back and then down in an arc towards your left hip and then back up to the middle. Now move your left shoulder back and then move it up towards your ear in an arc and then back down to the middle. There you go. And now imagine moving your left shoulder in a smooth round circle. So you go forward, up towards your left ear, back, and then back down towards the left hip. Forward again. That's nice. Think of moving your left shoulder round and around each time, finding a way to make it smoother, simpler, breathing, feeling your entire body image. Feeling the weight of your legs, the thickness of your legs, the thickness of your arms, the feelings of your arms, the width of your chest. And now think of reversing the direction, taking your shoulder towards your back, then down towards the hip. Round in this direction, make it as smooth and as easy in this direction as it was in the other. And then stop and switch direction again. And switch direction again. That's nice. And one last time in the session, please lie on your back. Roll over onto your back. Observe your contact with the floor. And when you're ready, if you know this is during the day or afternoon and you're going to get up and go somewhere, what you want to do is slowly come to sitting and standing. And walk around and move around and notice the movement of yourself, the movement of your shoulders and your rest of your body in standing. And then also notice if you're somehow moving differently, if your center of gravity is different. Or if you're in bed or something and you're ready to sleep or you want to just lie down on the floor for a while, that's fine too. It can be a very wonderful strategy to do these things right before bed. And then your body just sort of meditates on the movement all night long. Of course, it can be a great thing to do them in the morning too, or in the afternoon. And enjoy.